नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 12। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड वृत्तासुरस ग्लोरियस डेथ। टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। इंद्र उवाच अहो दानव सिद्धोसि यस्य ते मतिर् ईदृशी भक्तः सर्वात्मनात्मानम् सुहृदं जगत ईश्वरम्। इंद्र उवाच अहो दानव सिद्धोसि यस्य ते मतिरीदृशी भक्तः सर्वात्मनात्मानम् सुहृदं जगतीश्वरम्। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग। इंद्रः उवाच। इंद्र सेड अहो हेलो दानव ओ डीमन सिद्धः असि यू आर नाउ परफेक्ट यस्य हुज ते योर मतिः कॉन्शियसनेस ईदृशी सच एज दिस भक्तः ए ग्रेट डिवोटी सर्व आत्मान विदाउट डाइवर्जन आत्मानम् to the super soul Surhidam the greatest friend Jagadishwaram to the supreme personality of Godhead. Translation and purport also by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Indra said, O great demon, I see by your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your dangerous position, that you are a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul and friend of everyone. Please repeat. Indra said, O great demon, I see by your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your dangerous position, that you are a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul and friend of everyone. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin sthito na dukhena guru napi vichalyate. Quote. Established in Krishna consciousness, one never departs from the truth. And upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. Unquote. An unalloyed devotee is never disturbed by any kind of trying circumstance. Indra was surprised to see that Vrittasura, undisturbed, was fixed in devotional service to the Lord, for such a mentality is impossible for a demon. However, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can become an exalted devotee. Striyo Vaishyas Tatha Sudra Tepi Yanti Param Gatim. An unalloyed devotee is sure to return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha Namahong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyabadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamahang Bande Shri Gurundi Natarinam Indra Ubacha Aho Danava Siddhosi Yasyate Matir Idrishi Bhaktaha Sarvatmanatmanam Shurhidam Jagatiswaram. Indra said, O great demon, I see by your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your dangerous position, that you are a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul and friend of everyone. Before we start speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to request all the assembled devotees to please bless me and pray for me so that I can speak something as in the line of Guru Parampara and following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. In particular, I'd like to ask the blessings of Her Grace Devi Shakti Mataji and His Grace Saranga Thakur Prabhu and all the devotees assembled here. So, this story in Srimad Bhagavatam has a wonderful lessons that we can apply in our life. especially those who on the path of devotional service. The very structure of the story in which the teachings are revealed tells so much about what we should do, what we should aspire for, and what we should be aware of. In this particular verse, King Indra, he is glorifying the exalted devotee Vrittasura, that I see by your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your dangerous position, that you are a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul and friend of everyone. And Srila Prabhupada takes the opportunity in the purport by describing that the devotee who is following the path of spiritual life, he is never shaken in the midst of tremendous difficulty. And it is the principle that whenever we hear about any Vaishnava quality, so when we connect this Vaishnava quality to a pure devotee and with our acharyas, and we try to see that how this particular quality that this pure devotee is applying in his own life. And Srila Prabhupada is our acharya, founder acharya of Krishna Consciousness Movement. So even if we see in Srila Prabhupada's life, if we take the Vaishnava quality of selflessness, we will see how Srila Prabhupada exhibited this particular quality in his own life while he was present physically and preaching the Krishna consciousness. Even when Srila Prabhupada was departing, before that, when his godbrothers came to see him right here in his room, and His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he came near Srila Prabhupada's ear and he said, Srila Prabhupada, Bon Maharaj has come, Narayan Maharaj has come, Ananda Prabhu has come. And Srila Prabhupada, although his body was very fragile, very weak, and even in that situation, Srila Prabhupada gathered all his strength just to bring his two hands in the pranam mudra and offered his respects towards all his god brothers. So when we connect these qualities with the pure devotee, then we can see that how they are exhibiting these qualities in their life, and by seeing that, we can apply in our own lives. So there was a king named Chitraketu. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And this king, Chitraketu, he was very pious and religious king, and he needed a son to be the next king, because that was the tradition in those days. In the days of Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular story, King Chitraketu, he was such a magnanimous, benevolent king, all the citizens love him. And if we see that it's very difficult to have a situation where all the citizens love a leader. And there was no political parties. There was no vote. There was no campaigning. And everyone loved King Chitraketu. And he had such huge property that if we take in today's date, he would become a trillionaire. But he had no son, unfortunately. He had no children. So he left, he felt so destitute that I am not performing my duty because someone on behalf of my ancestors, my forefather, somebody has to take care of my property. So Narad Muni and Angira Muni came by to visit him, and Narad Muni came and King Chitraketu, he said, I am so sad, I am so unfortunate. Everything is going in a wonderful way, in a super excellent way. But the sad part is that I don't have a child. Who will take care? So then they gave him some blessings, some sadhana, and said, you will have a child, and this child will become the cause both for the happiness and for the distress. Every child gives happiness and distress. This is nothing new. So that was something acceptable. So they had this child, but that particular queen, they had the child who gave so much happiness to the father. And this particular queen, she was celebrated by everyone. But then there was other queens who became very envious towards this particular queen. And it's the nature of the world. If you do something good, there will be some people who will appreciate you, and there will be some people who will be envious and hate you. And the more substantial good you do, the more you can be loved. And the more deep-seated people will be, they will envy and hate you. It's always been like this in this world. They envied this queen so much, and the envy can really cloud someone's intelligence. You just become so victimized by this energy that they secretly poison the baby and the baby is dead. Now everything the king was yearning for and suffering because he didn't have it, he rejoiced when he got it. And it is the principle of life that the more attached we are to something, the more that something will give us grief. Nothing in this world will give us permanent happiness so that we can continue with this permanent happiness. Everything has its own way to give us suffering. We see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur, And at the same time, Srivas Thakur's son died. And all the ladies, they were crying and weeping, and it was such a commotion in the inner portion of the house, Srivas Thakur house. And Srivas Thakur came while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing the kirtan, and he gave such wonderful teachings even at the time of this intense pain. I mean, we cannot even think about the situation that Srivas Thakur and his family members were suffering, but because Srivas Thakur's his intention was that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan should not be affected by the disappearance of his son. So because he was fully absorbed in that thought, therefore he was able to control himself. So he came and he gave wonderful teachings to these ladies. He was saying that Krishna nitya sutojar shoko kobhu nahitar anitya ashokti sarvonash ashiyachoye sangsare Krishna bhoji bartare nitya tatte karo hobilash. One who has accepted Krishna as his eternal son never laments. Temporary attachment is the cause of one's ruin. You have come to this material world to worship Krishna, so remain joyful on the spiritual platform. Then Srivas Thakur continues his talk. As long as you remain in this body, become attached to Krishna and accept Krishna as your wealth, companion and life, you should understand that bodily relationships with your brothers, friends, husbands and children are all temporary. Living entities who find happiness and distress in these relationships become degraded and fall far away from the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, control your lamentation and become merged in the ecstasy of chanting Krishna's name. So that was wonderful teachings of Srivas Thakur. So in this situation, King Chitraketu, he became totally distressed. He couldn't do anything. Narad Muni, again, he came by, and he came to the dead body of this little son, and he wake him up. He said, "Why have you left your father?" And the dead body and the dead baby, he spoke transcendental knowledge. He said, "Actually, I am not this body. I am eternal soul. I am not dead. There is no possibility of the soul being dead. I was called to be in this body for some time due to my karma. Now I have been called somewhere else. Who is my father? I have got so many fathers, I have got so many mothers. But the Supreme Lord is our eternal father and mother." When Chitraketu heard this, he was enlivened. He totally took shelter of the Lord and became a great saint, a transcendentalist, who is purely an instrument of compassion for everyone in this world. That's how he ruled. So one day he was having a tour and he happened to be around the Kailash mountain, and he saw Lord Shiva, and it was really an interesting setup because there was all these great yogis, rishis who have renounced everything of this material world and live in the jungle for the purpose of detachment from this egoistic material life, to detach themselves to the highest liberation. And their guru was Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva was amongst all these rishis and sadhus, and he was giving them a lecture in the subject of detachment, renunciation. So as he was speaking, Lord Shiva's consort, Parvati, she was sitting on the lap, and Lord Shiva, he was embracing her very affectionately in front of all these swamis and yogis and rishis and telling them about renunciation. So, and Lord Shiva was embracing her very lovingly. And the rishis, they were just listening and they were learning about the detachment and they were taking notes in their hearts. And King Chitraketu, it was for him, it was very unusual. And he couldn't hold himself from speaking that, what is going on? What's happening? Lord Shiva, he is telling all these great renunciants about renunciation while he is embracing his own wife, his own consort, Parvati, and she is sitting on his lap. How is this? And Lord Shiva, he could understand the heart of King Chitraketu. So he just smiled and all the great sages and the rishis, they didn't say anything because it was inconceivable to them. They didn't say anything. But Parvati, she didn't like this. And she said that, who is this person questioning the integrity of my husband, Lord Shiva, my beloved? And she became quite angry. And she said, you are a shameless fool, and you call yourself a king because you are so proud of your power, your position, your fame, your prestige, your wealth. You are so proud of all this, and all your wealth that you have, you became so low and degraded and shameless that you think you can question the integrity of Lord Shiva. Therefore, I curse you to lose all your power and all your fame, all your prestige, and to take birth in the lowest family of demons. So when Parvati said this, it is going to happen. And King Chitraketu, he was so humble that he bowed down to Parvati with folded hands and with a grateful heart. So he was just got cursed to die and take birth in a lowly demon's family. But he bowed down and he said, King Chitraketu said, that actually I didn't mean for that. I didn't meant to offend Lord Shiva. I was glorifying him in a different way. But you didn't understand me properly. But still, you did curse me. So therefore, I have to take birth in a lowest demon's family. And he said that if that's the arrangement of the Lord, I will surely do that. And that is my destiny. And then he thanked Mother Parvati. And he said that now, with your permission, I will go to take birth in my next birth. So this is the situation. And Srila Prabhupada also quotes this these words, Tattenu kampam shushamikshamano bhunjan evan kritan vipakam. So the fact is that Chitraketu Maharaj did make a serious mistake. And when the reaction came, he didn't retaliate. Because Chitraketu Maharaj, if he wanted, he could have retaliated. Because he had this largest army in the whole planet. He could have retaliated. He could have made excuses. He accepted even this most painful destiny as the grace of God. And he was happy, he was grateful, and he thanked the Lord and thanked Parvati. And he asked permission, now let me go on and carry what I am supposed to do. When the Lord Shiva saw his reaction, he became ecstatic. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vibhyati sarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshinaha. He said, just see, the quality of devotees of Lord Narayan, as they want to do what they want to do, they just want to perform devotional service. Wherever they are, even they are on the earthly planet, they are on the hellish planet or heavenly planet, it doesn't matter. They just want to serve the Lord. And it makes no difference for them. Because they know in any situation they can serve. Just see this Chitraketu Maharaj. He is happy to serve wherever the Lord wants him. In any situation. This is the glories of the true devotees. This is the highest liberation. So when there is love in the heart of a devotee, we don't know that there is no situation, there is no predicament in any part of this world, either in this material world or spiritual world or anywhere, that we cannot serve. And our happiness comes through service. Our service is everything. It comes through service and not through the environment. So Lord Shiva himself, he was glorifying King Chitraketu so much as being the greatest Mahatma. And then Chitraketu died and took his birth as Vrittasura. So here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these verses are going on where Chitraketu is already fighting with Vrittasura. Because the last few verses we saw that Vrittasura, he offers wonderful prayers to the Supreme Lord and he is giving wonderful instructions to Chitraketu. He is saying, "Oh my enemy, just look at me. I have already been defeated, for my weapon and arm have been cut to pieces. You have already overwhelmed me, but nonetheless, with a desire to kill you, I am trying my best to fight. I am not at all morose, even under such adverse condition. Therefore, you should give up your moroseness and continue fighting." So, Indra anyway, Vrittasura, he was more and more and more and more powerful than Indra himself. So Indra threw a thunderbolt to Vrittasura, and Vrittasura just caught the thunderbolt and threw it back, and it hit Indra's elephant, and Indra's elephant vomited and fell down, and Indra became totally in a situation where he said that, "I am totally finished now. I cannot do anything. This is too much for all of us. We cannot do anything. There is nothing we can do. So he gave up. And then Vrittasura again, he spoke beautiful prayers to the Lord and incredible instructions to Indra, that the greatest sense in the history of the universe, for thousands and thousands of years, they will recite these prayers offered by Vrittasura. So essentially he tells Indra that you were supposed to kill me. Why you were afraid? Why you were not killing me? My destiny is that you are supposed to kill me, so you kill me and free my eternal soul from this gigantic, horrible body of a demon, and I am going to go back to the spiritual world, back to home, and I will engage myself in the service of my eternal Lord and Master, and he is waiting for me. So you kill me and you will be victorious, and I will go back and join my eternal Supreme Master in his service in the spiritual world. So actually, not that Indra is victorious, it's the actual victory of Vrittasura. He is just waiting that when Indra will kill him and he will go back to the spiritual world. So his destiny is already decided. So he is saying that, "I am just yearning and longing to be connected to my Lord. So kill me. My Lord is waiting for me and I am waiting for him. So you defeat me and I will attain the supreme victory." This is just the paraphrasing of the whole pastime, and Srila Prabhupada would often quote this verse that Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Bigya Na Bujhai, that we cannot understand the mind and the activities of the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, that how they react in particular situation. And this particular story is very much highlighting of this principle. So towards the end, Srila Prabhupada is saying that an unalloyed devotee is disturbed by any kind of trying circumstances. Even this particular quality, that a devotee is always free from disturbance. In other words, a devotee is always fearless. So we can see this particular quality in Srila Prabhupada's life, that how much Srila Prabhupada applied this principle of fearlessness in his own life. We can see, to establish this movement where we are sitting here today in Sri Vrindavan Dham, without Srila Prabhupada, it would have been impossible for us, for any one of us, to come to Sri Vrindavan Dham and sitting in Krishna Balaram Mandir and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam so peacefully. So Srila Prabhupada has opened the door of Vrindavan for all of us, and to establish this ISKCON society, Srila Prabhupada went through lot of struggle, lot of difficulty, but he was focused that he had strength from his spiritual master, and he is getting strength from the Supreme Lord. And even while he was staying in Radha Damodar temple, he got the blessings from the acharyas, in particular Srila Rupa Goswami and all the devotees. And those days, the Brajabasis used to consider that Srila Prabhupada was their pride, because Srila Prabhupada took the glories of Vrindavan and spread it all over the world. So when Srila Prabhupada came back in 1967, with his World Sankirtan Party, the municipality of Vrindavan, they welcomed Srila Prabhupada with his white dancing elephants, the foreigners, a grand welcome. And the municipality of Vrindavan, he gave the name Srila Prabhupada, a town hero, that Srila Prabhupada came back. Before Srila Prabhupada, no one could even think that bringing foreigners into India, in particular in Vrindavan, and they are accepting the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and they are applying in their own lives and purifying their own consciousness. It was impossible. But when the Brajabasis saw that what Srila Prabhupada did, they showed great, 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 great respect and love towards Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada was very bold and fearless to establish in this whole society of Krishna consciousness, and he exhibited these qualities in his own life. So when we see Srila Prabhupada, because we are so close to Srila Prabhupada, because our spiritual master, his spiritual master, he is our Param Guru. And when we see all these qualities, how these qualities Srila Prabhupada is exhibiting in his own life, it becomes very easier for us to apply in our own lives. So thank you very much for your patience. Were there any questions or comment? Yes, this particular story, this particular pastime has lot of wonderful lessons, and when I was preparing, I was thinking that when King Chitraketu was in great distress, and then only Narad Muni and Angira Muni came to preach him. And when Narad Muni, first time he came to Chitraketu, and Chitraketu was very sad because no one was there in his dynasty to take care of his kingdom. He didn't have any child. So when Narad Muni told him that, okay, you will have a child, you will have a son, but this son will become the cause for both, for distress, for happiness, as well as distress. So I was thinking that because of Chitraketu was so attached to have a son to take care of his kingdom, he couldn't hear the second part of the instruction, that you will have the same child can give you the happiness and same child can give you the distress. So when Narad Muni, because Narad Muni is a pure devotee and he was preaching another pure devotee, King Chitraketu, so the preaching was going on between two pure devotees, so the reaction will become very fast and it will become very instructive for all of us to follow.